3:45 here in the station. Let me go. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let's go to the phone now. We have Wendy from Taylor. Wendy, you got to close those windows. It's a wind tunnel. What are you, in a Jeep?
No, I'm in my truck.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't smell what you're smelling, but, you know, these wacko texters that you got going on, secure, I mean, do they understand what the definition of secure is? I mean, secure by definition means that you can't get access to something that you shouldn't have or shouldn't be doing. So in my mind, and you kind of have to equate it to, like, you know, you give a security deposit when you rent an apartment. That security deposit that you pass along to the landlord is to secure that you don't damage the property that you're renting, okay? So while the drop boxes may be secure in the fact that they've got video and such, unless you're prosecuting these people, it's just a dog and pony show. There's nothing secure about what's happening.
Yep, but I guess if you're caught, then it's secure. So if we catch the bank
robber, but you've got to be prosecuted.
Oh, I agree.
You've got to be held accountable.
I agree.
Otherwise it's just a dog and pony show. It's there for aesthetics.
And again, they can't justify the change between two counties next to each other, Luzerne and Lackawanna County, where one is spending, I think it's between $10,000 and $20,000 per box to, I think it was $17,000, but I could be wrong, that has an internal scanner and has video.
I hope there's no assessment in their near future that raises their taxes over these drop boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully not. So you said that a text message about the campgrounds opening up, huh?
Yes. Finally, so I'm going through 6 months of withdrawal of being able to hang out with like-minded individuals on the weekend. Oh, my God, I can't wait to hang out with my New Yorkers.
See, I try and stay away from them, but they're okay in short little spurts.
You know what? Honestly, they're a bunch of really good people from, like, the Westchester County area. And I'm so excited to see them. We met them last year at first-time seasonal campers, and really excited to be able to be back with our friends. Honestly, just can't wait. Like, I'm counting down the hours. We've been texting each other all winter. Schedules, holidays, kids, health issues. We haven't been able to kind of schedule, a meetup time over the winter, but everybody's ready to go tomorrow.
Those first camping trips are great. Nice cool nights, nice days. Knoebel's opening up for its 99th season this weekend as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're headed out to Lake Marketech. Great ownership out there. Great group of friends. We've got a retired NYPD guy out there with us.
Yeah, stay away from them. They're shady.
Oh, he's fantastic. I love my James.
I'm just busting chops. Wendy, thanks for checking in. Let us know how the weekend goes.
You enjoy. Take it easy.
Thank you. It's that time of year, and I got a text message. Knoebel's is opening for its 99th season at 12 noon Saturday and Sunday. So if you headed out there, that's a good time. If you have new kids of age now and haven't brought them there, I highly recommend it. We don't know that, this day and age, we don't know how long these things. It's been around for a long time, but you don't know how long things are going to last. Get out there and enjoy it. It's interesting because my kids still talk about it as a memory of their childhood going to Knoebel's here. It may not be the most illustrious, but it's unique. It's a unique thing for this area. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. We'll be back.